the meeting of the Legislation Committee for Monday, October 25th. It's 1:40 p.m.
I call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. Purpose of meeting jointly with the Legislation Committee on the agenda that appears before you.
Okay. For legislation first, I'd just like to get a motion to approve the minutes of October 18, 2010.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Aye. Opposed? Then I'd like to have a motion to approve the appointments of Kunjalata Ashar as acting pathologist, Deborah Costello for the Youth Board, Bruce Anderson for the Community Services Board, and Iris Pagan for the Hispanic Advisory Board.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Now, weren't there some outstanding questions? Wasn't there a question about someone wanted to know who, what happened to the person on the Youth Board that they're not
doing yes.
anymore? Did you ever get an answer to that?
Yes, and I believe there are term limits.
Okay, so is there a second to the motion to approve these appointments?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None? Okay, that finishes the Legislation Committee only business. Bill, do you want to do anything to the committee first?
No, we'll do it, John. We have another session of four.
Right. Okay. So I will turn the floor over to our chair, Ken Jenkins, as the sponsor of the legislation to abolish the Department of Transportation, or consolidate it. Not abolished, consolidated with the Department of Public Works. And let me ask Marty Gleason, if you'll, Marty, you said step up because there's going to be questions about the legislation afterwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, this particular proposal was something that we proposed earlier in the year where the Department of Transportation would be basically abolished and the function would be transferred to appropriate places. The airport, as we know, runs itself. It has its own funding stream from passengers. It has its own capital budget. It is a separate entity, and we have an airport manager and wonderful staff at the airport as it is. So the Department of Transportation on the other side is basically run by Liberty Lines, our contract agency. So certainly there is an opportunity for us to generate some savings. Especially given right now that Commissioner Hsu of Public Works is the acting commissioner of the Department of Transportation. It's certainly an opportunity to fold those functions in under Department of Public Works, at least for the minimal management that needs to be done as far as working with Liberty Lines and that function with the airport. So there's an opportunity for us to achieve some savings by eliminating the department.
Yes.
I'm not sure, Ken, but I've heard that the county executive's already basically done this. There's nobody in the department, so I don't think there's going to be any objection. They've already done this. It's being consolidated in other different groups, and there is nobody. And I forget from whom I heard that. Does anybody here have any notification of that or verification, Katie or Larry? Larry?
I was told that much of the consolidation is done. I assume you heard the
same.
But
we need to do it legislatively anyway.
Right, it would have to be done by legislation as it is in the charter as a full department, and certainly when we first, I don't know when.
My point was that there's not going to be any opposition to this because I think it's already been done, so. I think Ken's right. I think this is just a...
You mean in practice.
In practice,
but it
has been
done legislatively.
But yeah, so I don't think there's going to be any opposition, which is the main hurdle. Kumbaya, right?
Chris. Wow, it's a scary moment.
Oh, what we need is an organization chart to find out, you know, who is then and now.
Who's
nobody
first?
Knows. We need a then and now.
Yes. Yeah, it seems to me, to Gordon's point, there may be... you know, administratively is a practical matter, a lot of consolidation going on, but as before I were to support a legal change, I mean, it's one thing to have commissioner, you know, an acting commissioner covering two departments, but we need an organization chart. DOT does, I mean, at least the consumer outreach, I mean, people, you know, a lot of people take the buses. They call in all kinds of different issues going on. you have employees answer the phone. Now, that's changed. You're right. I mean, we'd like to know what is going on today, how the savings. I mean, there's a lot of management going on here, and you know, it might sound good, but I got a lot of questions. If we're starting with the organization chart, it's one thing to take one commissioner and plug another commissioner, but if down through the ranks, people are leaving or the savings, well, I'd like to know how that affects the day-to-day operations.
And what's the headcount in the Department of Transportation?
Mr. Chairman, the objective of the objective in the beginning in proposing the legislation was to have an active dialogue between the department, so we would be able to understand those kind of things. That's what we do at the board table. So we have legislation that's been drafted, and then to be able to have the active conversation where questions like, okay, how would that work? Would transpire, and since, I mean, I think I introduced this in March sometime, if I recall the date, whether it's March or April, to have those conversations as we would move back and forth. And as Legislator Burroughs just said, I don't believe that there's going to be objection to it. It's just a question of how would that work in a practical case. I mean, Liberty Lines, the complaints that may be being fielded right now by the Department of Transportation, specifically as it relates to the complaints on the bus line, could go right to our contract vendor, right? And we can deal with it there as well, because a lot of times that's what happens anyway. They call Rich Stiller, and then Rich Stiller talks to Liberty Line. So
is he still here, Rich?
Yes, he was
so
here,
far?
From what I've understood. So the question at the end of the day is that to have that level of discussion, and I think that would be fair for us to do as a continuing discussion point, just to understand where the legislation is at this point in time, having Mr. Gleason explain what he did to get to this point, and then we can have the departments in. I know that was the request to have the departments in, and since it is during budget time now, that they're otherwise disposed, but I know we asked for this several months ago, so we can have those discussions, so we'd be able to ask our questions and get through it.
Legislator Burke and then Legislator Myers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The question I would have, Ken, is both contracts are, well, the Liberty Lines contract and the whole budget run by the airport are not, as far as I can tell, really self-managed. They are. There are a number of policy questions, and there are always budget questions having to do with the way things are done, the kind of planning that gets done. And while I think it's clearly necessary to do this now because we're in the budget season, and cleaning up the charter is always a good thing to do. I would hope that we would get a crack at the fading away department during budget season, so we could ask a lot of questions about that. Do you have any sense of whether the department will appear in the forthcoming budget?
I do not. I mean, to be honest with you, I do not. That, again, the objective when we introduced this was to have the active conversation between the departments,
right,
that were going to be involved, and sit down and make, you know, some discussions, go back and forth in legislation to make sure things, as you just pointed out, we're taken care of. I hope that at the end of this process, that those kind of decisions from a policy perspective that would be set by the board and our contract vendor, whether it's the airport or the or Liberty Lines in this case, could be someone else in the future, mm-hmm, right, would be executing the things as set forth by the board, right? And that makes sense. And the administration monitoring that as they move forward based on what direction policy that's been established from the board, because those policy questions should be decided by the board, mm-hmm, right, as opposed to some of the ways that it may have been in the past.
Legislator Myers.
Yeah, I had been told, gosh, months ago, I think it was at the time that we had all the bus issues with the BMX, whatever that line was called.
BX4C.
And my own area's 76 route. I was told that, and I think that was like in February, that the Department of Transportation was going to be doing a full-scale, total analysis of our bus lines and our routes and ridership. and would have, I mean, that was going to be sort of the, that was going to be the defining.
We were, you're right.
And so where is that? And they said it was going to be done in September.
It was actually part of, it was actually part of our 2010 budget process. And the when we did the transfer of the $1.5 million that still hasn't been transferred to the department, when we reduced it by $1.5 million, Commissioner Sally, then Commissioner Sally, and Rich Stiller assured the committee and had done that several times after that, that a study was taking place as far as ridership, et cetera, and that we were going to have a report in place by September 30th of 2010. I'm not sure that that has not been done. Mr. Chairman from Public Works, Mr. Chairman Ryan, I'm not sure whether or not that we have not been provided but there was a study that was supposed to be done as part of the budget process. As a matter of fact, they took additional dollars from the 5307 grant funding and paid for, not Rich Stiller, which is the deputy commissioner that was...
Stanton.
Harry Stanton.
Harry Stanton. Is he still here?
That was part of...
He's not here either.
No, some of his salary was also attributed to the airport, was charged to the airport.
That's right, but that part was, the 5307 was done for that reason, and he was supposed to be doing a study that we were supposed to receive by September 30th, which we haven't. Again, you know, again, this all would go into this process of having the discussion, understand, because it's two different, that's two different pieces. One of the concerns that all of us had as far as the... ridership and bus lines and that kind of thing and fare pricing and that fare schedules, that was one issue which the study was supposed to help us to address. This on the management side, since basically we have two contract agencies that run are running in the department, it's just a good opportunity. And again, I don't believe it's a contentious issue. It's really more of a just going through the mechanics, sitting around the table and going back and forth and understanding the concerns that individual legislators have.
Let me just ask, for purposes of planning the next meeting, maybe we can get people in next week. I wasn't going to have a meeting of the legislation committee next week because I wasn't sure if we'd have a quorum. Is everybody here planning on being, if everybody who's here plans on being here next week, we can have a meeting.
What is next week that we would be
Monday.
First?
It's the day before election.
Oh, it's election day.
Yeah.
It's the day before.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Because, I will schedule a meeting and we'll ask these departments to come in next week and answer these questions.
Let's try.
We have to move on this for the budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So who's going to be here? I think we'll have a quorum. Yeah, you're not going to be active, right? Okay, so we have a quorum. All right, so we'll have Marty explain the legislation. But, you know, we weren't going to have a meeting next week, but let's get a communication out today that we want, you know, an organizational chart. We want to know what the current, you know, status of the department is. We need to know, we need to have the commissioners here, well, the commissioner here. And Marty raises
a
question.
He could even be on video.
Yeah, we could do it by video.
Right, yes. Could I
well, ask for it again. Sure.
Department of Public Works doesn't have access to video
conferences. Oh, okay, so he'll have to come here.
Oh, but they're in this building.
But he's
anyway.
In the building.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
I mean,
so
that's
that should hopefully. And Marty Gleason raised an issue in, or the county attorney raised an issue with respect to the possible effects on existing DOT contracts and capital projects. So we need that question answered too.
Mr. Chairman, just a question before.
Yeah.
Attorney Counsel. Because it goes, I guess, maybe a little bit to the genesis of Kenny's proposal. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on that, but you know, it's easy to say that contract agencies, Liberty Lines, are running the stuff, and we set the policy. But I hear in his statement, he's like, it's our policy is we want a bus system and take care of our folks, and you know, other than reviewing the different routes and the cost effectiveness and how the routes change, my understanding, all the years I've been here, you know, we don't get into running a bus line. The Liberty Lines may, you know, do it, but they have, you know, we have enough conflicts, so frankly, with Liberty Lines. I mean, we're partners, but, you know, they make money on this deal. And I don't believe the Board of Legislators is prepared to run a bus line. You know, again, policy is let's have buses.
Gilbert is a really good driver.
What I hear, Kenny's statement is like, you know, we can set the policy and Liberty will run it out.
Well, here's
it's a little more complicated.
Yeah, here's the question we need answered. I think this is where you're going. I think the question we need answered, and you should put that in the memo, we'd like to know who is going to monitor, somebody's got to monitor the performance of the bus line and the contracting agency that runs the airport. You're right, it's not going to be done on this floor. So who do they propose will fill that function in this reorganization or emerge?
Get folded,
right? Who's going to do that job? I mean, that's the question.
Little,
who's going to do the job?
Well, the Public Works Committee. The question is who,
It's almost a bigger philosophical question. It's easy, you know. If we want to say, you know, we're running the government here. No, we set policies, but it's setting policies. The policy is let's have a bus system.
Ken's suggestion to be that we would be monitoring the performance.
Well,
of the lines
it's, there's
airport.
No transportation department around. It's like we set the policy, they carry it out. There's an in between. We set the policy. Let's have buses. How many buses? How many routes? But basically, DOT kind of works with Liberty Lines. It's not that many employees. Again, without the organizational chart, just like the airport. There's like 3 county employees and 100 contractors. I mean, it's basically run, but you have a couple of people with ultimate responsibility, and they ain't on this floor. So that's my point. There's someone in the administration has to deal with that.
But with the DPW commissioner right now being from Department of Transportation, because Commissioner Hsu was from Department of Transportation, it's obviously a good opportunity. It could be brought there as far as that level of responsibility for monitoring. So it's just a question of do we need it separate or not.
One of the things that concerns me is this really had its roots back in the 2000. In December of 2009, when we were discussing putting together the 2010 budget, and we all sat around this table, and there were discussions that had to do with spinning or incorporating some of these different functions into others that were viewed as the larger, stronger, perhaps more core functions of county government, core centers of county government, and. There was a day when we were actually talking about, well, what would happen if a DOT no longer existed. That being said, we've spent much of the year talking about a lot of other different things that have to do with core mission, like public safety and the like. But this, I guess, the first time the committee's given treatment to this particular proposal, this idea, since it was batted around for about an hour back in December 2009. My concern is that we've had the opportunity this year to talk to Public Works about quite a few functions, programs, services that aren't kind of just fringe stuff for them. These are important parts of their function. We've also talked to the Commissioner Hsu, and we have heard time and time again that they do not have the people, they do not have the administrators in place to handle the things that they are supposed to do routinely throughout the year. And whether or not it's this particular proposal or something that the administration might have been suggesting or different legislators might have been suggesting back in December 2009, the point is still the same. Put yet another function into a department that is telling us, as we bring certain topics up at this table, that there has to be priority set, they will not get to certain things, they will not be able to handle certain things because they do not have the staff that they had years ago, they do not have the administrative network in place, the structure in place that will allow them to handle this. So that would be a concern for me if I found myself on the verge of having to vote up or down on this. I think it's are we equipped to put the function into Public Works in light of what we have been told by them on unrelated matters, where we've suggested certain expectations and they have flat out said they're not going to be able to handle it. And so now we're talking about placing a brand new function in their lap. I'm just not sure. Certainly it would have to be looked at deeper than treatment thus far.
So let's aim for next week. Join meeting again. Marty, why don't you tell us what your legislation does?
Thank you. The legislation is kind of a nuts and bolts abolition of the Department of Transportation and a recodification of basically almost all of the same provisions within the Department of Public Works. That's in a nutshell. There are some other amendments that are made to both the charter and the administrative code to reflect the fact that both the Commissioner of Transportation is no longer an entity as well as the Department of Transportation. If you'd like, you can go through it section by section, but I'm not wanting to do that, Mr. Chairman.
Well, before you do that, let me just ask you just a question to make sure that we get to it during the time that we're convening this afternoon. Every once in a while, we have different topics that come up here involving functions, people, positions, rather. And we find that, a few months, few weeks go by, and we've spent some time, thinking about some of these things. And then, lo and behold, someone, usually from the county attorney's office, tells us, you can't do it because it's required by this particular law up here, or this one over here, this one of the state, this one of the county. In your review of this entire proposal, is there anything like that presented a hurdle to you in drafting? Is anything that we would find out later on that, yeah, it'd be a nice thing to do, but you can't do it because of the existence of, article such and such, section 807?
No.
Anything like that at all?
No, Mr. Chairman, we haven't found anything along those lines.
And that includes looking at the county law, the general municipal law, the usual suspects.
Any necessary referendum, we didn't find that as an issue as well. We found that this could be done pursuant to the county board's authority to abolish and create agencies.
Mm-hmm. Now, this legislation creates a county transportation board?
No, we have one. It already exists.
So why is this all underlined? It's like a new...
It's a repeal from its current section.
It's being put under a new section.
In exact form, except it refers to the Commissioner of Public Works instead of Commissioner of Public Works.
And then you're giving the Commissioner of Public Works all the duties that the Commissioner of Transportation has?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I mean, I guess Marty sort of said it's really nuts and bolts. Usually we come up with the proposal, and then we say the county attorney, go draft it. I'm not sure how helpful it is just to go through its nuts and bolts. Anyway, my question to what he's drafted or what the proposal is, again, is the contemplation something more than just having one commissioner taking over two structures? And it's one thing to abolish the Department of Transportation, have another commissioner take it, but to the extent there are specific jobs that are going, and there might be some like an HR or press, but back office stuff. But by, when you consolidate, one could argue you're just going to, get rid of a bunch of stuff. But they do different things. So I'm still, maybe the organization will try to answer that. I guess I'm still confused by the consolidation. We're knocking out a commissioner. We're legally moving. Is that you're moving everything into another, another section of the law, but are you losing 10 jobs? And it's unclear to me. What are we consolidating? What are we doing here?
Sounds like it's just one person.
Right. I mean, is it just one?
Are we
still keeping the contract? The contract manager over Liberty Lines, or is there someone who's currently in Public Works is going to take on that contract, and then you could get rid of, I guess, the Rich Stiller, whoever's doing that for DOT. But it comes back to the organization chart, to your point. Without seeing who's there, just to run through the legislation line by line, I don't feel like...
Seems to me that I know she's probably very busy, he's very busy, but we should have the budget director maybe come. It's not going to be, just for at least a half an hour to answer those questions about potential savings.
The structure, the first thing that having the organization chart, seeing what things may be combined, understanding, even if it's even at the minimum jobs number that you just mentioned, this one, which is 10 jobs, right, that in the department that got merged across, that by doing that level of consolidation, it was one of those opportunities that we should not miss the opportunity.
Yeah, there's press release, the press jobs, there's HR jobs, there's the back office jobs that each department does. They all have their accountant or something. Yeah, I mean that.
And because we've lost 10% of the workforce of 450, 450 people, to take this opportunity and sit around the table and kick it around is certainly something that is worth that level of exercise. And I appreciate the law department, Mr. Gleason, basically making the technical modification, because you asked where would it live, and in the contemplation of the legislation, those management functions would still live inside of the Department of Public Works, which is why basically everything just got moved from its own department over to Public Works. Now we should go down and continue through the details. And at this time, I would suggest, I would agree with Mr. Rogalski, although he won't think that I would ever do that, right, that we would, at this point in time, just wait, working with the commissioner. I mean, the real suggestion through this process was to take a piece of legislation, take an idea, and work through it with the administration and get out all the questions and concerns that legislators may have and see if we could come up to something that would save some money at the end of the day, right? I don't think he was going to argue with that particular point. Yeah. So.
I think the reality of this is, apparently when we listen to everybody here today, it looks like, especially with Mr. Burroughs' comment, it looks like a whole lot has already been done. I got to guess that if that's the case, then the Commissioner of Public Works and his senior staff, if they've been already doing this, they probably would be in an excellent position to come in and tell us, hey, you know, we've been saddled with this for 3 or 4 months or whatever it is. This is what works easy, and this is what is not working easy. We're able to do it for a short period of time, but we would have real questions as to whether or not we could sustain this over the long haul. I think that we at least owe it to ourselves to find out whether or not this function has already gone to Public Works, what their experience has been with it in the short time they have been taking on these responsibilities, and let them critique the thing at this point. Give us some valuable input as to whether or not they think this would work, you know, over the long haul, or what types of steps we would have to make to maybe bolster or enhance Public Works in order
to make it
to get this done. But I think he would, Shu and his senior people, I think would be valuable to us at this point.
Okay, so I think we're all pretty clear on what we want to do next week. So I need a motion to for the legislation committee to go into recess until 3 o'clock when we're meeting jointly with the Energy and Environment.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? No.
We're meeting at 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
Right. That's with Energy and Environment to talk about the flooding legislation.
We have a separate meeting called today for 4 o'clock for Public Works. I'll take a entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting of the Public Works.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, on Public Works, on your public.